I was watching my German Shepherd Bentley the other day. He went racing out in the yard, saw a squirrel, and tore after it. He's very, very fast. A full-grown Shepherd could run at about 32 miles per hour, but the squirrel had a big head start, and squirrels are not exactly slow. And the squirrel ran up the tennis court fence and onto some branches above the fence. Bentley ran along the bottom of the fence, looking up at it, jumping up sometimes and barking. And he kept barking after the squirrel. Now, of course, that does absolutely no good. Squirrel's up there laughing at him. He's lucky that he didn't drop some nuts on his head. Don't you go barking after business. Don't you go running after business you can't catch, that's beyond your grasp, that doesn't make sense, that's too far ahead of you, that has a better position than you do. Don't go barking after business. Not all business is good to pursue. So what you have to decide for yourself is, at this stage of my career, what kind of business constitutes a legitimate stretch? For that matter, at this point in my life, what kind of interests and hobbies and pursuits constitute a legitimate stretch? Just because somebody else decides to take up downhill skiing and begins with and can deal with the black diamonds doesn't mean that you should. If you do want to ski, maybe you start on the green slopes. If you do want to pursue business, maybe you start with business where you have some inns, where you have some contacts, where you have some previous knowledge. Most consultants, most business people start their own new businesses with some kind of connection or contract from a business they left behind. My advice to you, though, in terms of self-esteem and self-worth is don't put yourself in a position of failure from the outset. You can't climb a tree, neither can Bentley, and he's not going to catch that squirrel. And barking after it won't do anything except make the squirrel laugh a lot harder.